Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, we welcome in now Jimmy Chase, father of Rommel, LSU, Cincinnati, wide receiver Jamar Chase, national champion. Jimmy, I talked to you not too long ago. Good to have you back on the program as the Bengals come to town to play the Saints. How are you?
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Good. Mike Dettillier is alongside as well. And Jimmy, I know you talked to Joe's dad as well, whose name is Jimmy. And I know this is a pretty unique moment for you, having cheered for the Saints, but now your son playing for the Bengals. Blood's thicker than water in this case.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have to go where I have to go where my bread is butt at this time.
What's this gonna be like? Have you thought about it? You know, you've seen countless games, I'm sure, in the dome, pulling for the black and gold. Now you're gonna be the visitor, so to speak.
Man, look, you wouldn't believe what's going on right now, right? My cable is out in my house, right?
Uh-oh.
I can't watch SportsCenter. I can't watch any news, right? I don't know what's going on. I don't have a clue how the game is going to go. And, like, I'm just blind right now. But, you know, we riding on faith, and, like, we're going to pull this one out. I'm going with the Bengals.
Jimmy, what's up with no cable? You doing like some remodeling or something?
Jimmy, you got to put an antenna in the attic like I did. Look, I found that out through the hurricanes. Man, listen, that cable goes out, man, and I'm a miserable SOB without that cable TV.
Right.
So I put me a couple of antennas up in the attic, and man, I'm a happy dude now.
Well, you know, that's how I feel right now, okay? But first of all, I want to say, Mike Dettillier, thank you so much, right? Like, Mike has been on Team Jamar since day one.
Yes, sir.
LSU. I listen to you all the time on the radio, and I watch you on Channel 4, and he knows exactly what he's talking about. He called this from day one about Jamar being the type of player he is. I just want to say thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Jimmy. I could see it real quick. And what I want you to do is to tell people about the recruitment with Jamar, because it wasn't like Jamar was, man, I'm going to LSU. Right off the bat, I'm going to LSU. And I don't want to. No, he had a bit of a road that sort of twisted and turned a little bit in the recruiting process and the pressures that go with a teenager. 99% of the public didn't go through what you and Jamar went through in recruiting. That's pressure on a 17-year-old to make a choice. Everybody say, "Oh, it's easy." No, it's not. So, sort of run that down how it went through with the recruitment of Jamar, and I know he sort of kind of verbally committed a couple different places, but then he ends up at LSU. God put him in the right spot.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of went like everybody in the family is pro LSU, right? And everybody in the city and everybody at Rumble. So everybody just automatically assumed Jamar was going to go to LSU. And that's all he kept hearing. So the more he kept hearing LSU, LSU, the more he kept spitting it up like baby food. You know, he was like, I want to do something different. I'm not going to do what everybody wants me to do. I'm going to do something different, right? And that's how we got started, because the whole family just knew, like, Jamar was going to LSU. And once, you know, they was pounding that into him, he kind of like, he didn't like it. Jamar's a different breed. He's not a follower, you know, he likes to cut his own little road, but, you know, he didn't understand everything that was going on with that process. He didn't understand how, you know, going to a state school you would be able to, like, write your own ticket for the rest of your life and all that kind of stuff. So it was a lot of factors involved in that. It was a lot of different pressures, but we finally put it together at the end.
But, you know, he didn't understand everything that was going on with this process.
Jimmy, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we lost you for a second. Jimmy, have you talked to Jamar much this week? Are you handling his tickets requests, et cetera?
Yeah, we're handling tickets requests. Jamar don't have a clue about these daggone tickets right now.
Good luck with that, Jimmy. That's all I'm going to tell you. Good luck with that ticket request.
All he wanted to do is take care of his friends, and he left the rest up to me and Mama.
Well, I mean, you're playing a role in his success. That's he gets to focus on football instead of these distractions.
Yeah, and that's been the process the whole time, right? We don't let Jamar kind of like deal with too much because we like him to focus on what's going on the field. He got enough on his plate, so he don't need to handle that other stuff. And me and his mom kind of take that little burden off his hands.
Jimmy, at what point did you know him when him growing up with him growing up playing football? At what point did you think, yeah, he's got a shot to play in the NFL?
Well, you know, like, what people don't understand is what Jamar is doing right now in the NFL, he's been doing on every level, right? He's been doing it as a kid at the park. He's been doing it in junior high. He's been doing it in high school, and he's been doing it in college. And it was like, you know, I just wanted to see him be consistent on every level, and he kind of, like, surprised me because I thought it would take him a little time to adapt, but he jumped right in, and he just – ran with it.
Jimmy, I'm going to tell you this story. When Joe Brady came to town, you know, he wanted to know about the receivers at LSU. So, you know, everybody in the coaching staff, they tell you certain things. And finally, Coach O say, hey, get in touch with Mike. He's going to tell you. And so so Joe called me up, and he was like, well, Coach, what do you think about Jamar? And I said, he's not good. He's going to be a superstar. And he gave me a long pause, and he said, say that again? I said, he's not going to be good. He's going to be a superstar. And he said, that's all I want to hear. I think he hung up on me right after that. I mean, he found out real quick. So I go to the spring drills where he was there, and he walked over to me, and he hit me. He's like, Coach, I think you're right. I think you're right. I said, ain't no thinking. He's going to be a superstar no matter where he plays, college, NFL, and, you know, was just blessed that he gets to go to Cincinnati and teams back up again with Joe, and that's a great situation between the two of them.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard for me, right, because I've been seeing it. I've been seeing it the whole time. So it's like it's nothing new, right? And I'm always challenging him. So it's hard for me to get a good gauge because – well, I know he can do that. He's done that already. So I want to see you do it again, or do it like this, or do that. You know, I want you to see do it with better competition. So it was always that type of thing with me and him. But it was always consistent. He was always doing the same thing that he always do. So it was just automatic.
Yeah.
You know, it was just automatic.
Jimmy, I think it was your brother or brother-in-law that called in yesterday claiming – Jamar, he was Jamar's uncle. Derek, I think his name is. Does that name sound familiar?
Yeah, that's my brother-in-law.
Yes, his brother-in-law.
Okay. He's very proud of Jamar, understandably so. But he called in yesterday. So you can tell there's a lot of support. And Jimmy, I guess my question is, for those that supported Jamar in high school when he was at LSU, even though he's the visitor this week, I'm sure they're still showing him quite a bit of love.
Well, I don't know. I think Mike might have an idea, but you know the city is kind of like torn, right? Like, you know, Jamar's mom is asking Saints fans to pick a side this week, okay? You got to make a choice. You can't straddle the fence. You said you was pro-Jamar, right? But we know you're Saints fans, so what you going to do this week? So, you know.
Jimmy, I think they're going to pick the team. I hate to break it to you. I think they're going to pick the team.
Yeah, I think they will, Jimmy. Yeah.
Hey, look, we'll
cheer for him before the game, but then afterwards, hey, it's no holes barred after that.
Jimmy, we look at it very simply. Yeah. We have 16 other weeks out of the year that we can root for Joe Burrow and Jamar, and we want them to have the utmost success except for this Sunday. That's the bottom line truth. And I know that you're his dad, and I mean that with all due respect.
Hey, we keeping receipts, okay?
That's a good one, Jimmy. Jimmy, your thoughts of, man, the Bengals and Jamar, you know, right off the bat, bang, he gets to play on Super Bowl Sunday. Man, you know, because that's the dream of a kid. I don't care how old you are. If you're playing for a state championship in football at high school level, you're playing for a national championship, and now you get to play for the Super Bowl, because you remember those Sundays, you know, sitting there watching, you know, with your family, your dad, mom, everybody. Right. How was that feeling with you to see that man, your son, right off the bat, gets to play on the biggest showcase game in that year?
It was unbelievable, because number one, we didn't realize we was going to the Super Bowl. So after they won the game in Kansas City, right? And me and my wife looked at each other and like, damn, it wasn't no build up to it, right? Because we was just playing football. You know, that year was sort of like the championship year with LSU.
Right.
Everybody said you're not gonna win the next game, right? They just kept on winning. And then the next thing you know, like, we in the Super Bowl. And it was just unreal. We were excited. But then once we got to the Super Bowl, now I'm ready to win. I don't want to just go to the Super Bowl. I want to win. And I felt like they really had a good shot to win. They did have a shot to win. They had some mojo done at that game. I'm not going to go there. But, you know, they should have won that game. They should have won that game.
Jimmy, as an NFL fan, what do you make of some of these roughing the passer calls that we saw on Monday and Sunday that just leave fans just beside themselves on how they're treating quarterbacks these days, almost with kid gloves? And I don't know if you heard Cam Jordan say, hey, we basically got to lay down a pillow for him and ask him if it's okay before we sack him.
Right, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, the guy was falling down. Okay, the defensive player was falling down. So I don't know what they want him to do in midair when 280, 70, 90 pounds is falling to the ground. I don't know if they just wanted to stop in midair. You know, it's like it's not football anymore. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback understands what the rules are, and he understands how everything goes. But they're trying to control everything in the game. I know they want to protect people, but this is the sport. You have to look at the sport as it is. Same way with hockey, same way with basketball. Different collateral damage comes with playing this sport. And, you know, you just have to understand and be mindful. If it's not malicious, then let them play. You know, some things are going to happen. You're playing with emotion. You're playing with temperament. You know, you're playing with passion. Some things are going to happen. As long as it's not malicious, I don't mind.
Jimmy, can you describe the relationship between Jamar and Joe Burrow, just how close they are?
Man, you know, people ask me all the time, is that true what Jamar did, went knocking on everybody's house in Joe's neighborhood and told them they wanted to buy their house? That's not true, okay? Not true, okay? Joe and Jamar are real close, right? They actually are the same type of person,
yep.
Right? They think alike and they play alike, right? And I don't know, I did a video a couple of years ago when Jamar in high school was like, you don't want to make him mad, right?
No, indeed.
If y'all go back and see that, right? Joe is the same way, right? I found this out with Joe his first year at LSU in a Fiesta Bowl when a guy cold-cocked him. I was like, okay, yep. It's over.
He was never the same after that. he was even better.
No, he was a mad dude after that.
Right. Right, so you don't want to make Joe mad. And it still goes on today. If you make Joe mad, he's going to come back and kill you. Same way with Jamar. If you make him mad, they're going to do you something. They have that temperament. So they basically are the same type of person. And then, like Jamar told me, you know, I got mad with him because, you know, I had Jamar studying film when he was at Rummel, and he didn't want to do it, right? Then he said, Dad, when I got with Joe, you know, Joe showed me how to study, and we watched this. I'm like, that's the same thing I was showing you.
Jimmy, you know, Dad. You know, dads don't know nothing. You know that, Jimmy? Dads don't know nothing.
Yeah, but Jamar knew. Jimmy knows.
You know, they're pretty close. They built the bond, and they trust each other. When Jamar was going through that thing last year with the drop passes, the guys was looking at Joe Burrow and like, Joe, I thought you see this guy can play. And Joe was like, man, y'all just chill, man. This dude going to be all right, you know.
Your thoughts on the relationship with him and Justin? Because, man, just think about that, Jimmy. Both those guys on the same team, you know, at wide receiver, and they were so great. And I saw Justin because, you know, at Destrehan's right up the road from where I live. And my God, my thing is, they were saving a scholarship for him to make sure he got his grades right, and he goes to LSU. And to have him and Jamar and Terrace and Kirkland all on that team, all at one shot. But the relationship between Justin and Jamar.
Well, you know, Justin and Jamar has history, right?
Yeah, like, sure enough.
They grew up together, and they both played basketball. So when they played Biddy basketball, we used to travel to Destrehan and all those river parishes and play ball. And Jamar and Justin was the best ones on their team, and they played against each other. So they was competing since then, right? Then they got together at LSU, and they were still competing because they wanted to show each other who was the best. That's how they got to be so good.
Yes.
And guess what? They're still competing in the NFL because, you know, they talk all the time. You know, Jamar was like, Dad, I got to talk to Justin. I got to see what he did, you know, and they all comparing their stuff. It's just a healthy competition between them two, and, like, they just bring out the best with each other, man.
Iron sharpens iron.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's common, Jimmy. I think if you look at most athletes that are playing at an elite level, they want to be around other like-minded, like-skilled players because it just drives them. There's a competitive chip that I say this all the time, Jimmy. I don't know if you agree with this or not, but you look at all the greats, you know, they all have a chip on their shoulder, whether it's manufactured or whether they were truly done something wrong. One way or the other, they have a chip on their shoulder, and that's what drives them.
And sometimes they manufacture it themselves.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they did because prime example – like when Jamar first got to LSU, him and Jess was roommates.
Yep.
They was in the same apartment the summer semester, right? And Jess used to eat Jamar's cereal. Okay, and Jamar was mad.
That's serious.
So they was like they started off on the wrong foot, you know what I'm saying? But you know, they got through. That was so funny to me. Like, damn, he keep eating my cereal. I said, well, just tell him not to.
Tell him not to.
Yeah, but you tell him the wrong one because Justin gonna continue to eat it. I'm gonna tell you right now,
Jimmy. It's fascinating to hear that story about the film study because you know that's relatable to any father. I got three boys, and it's amazing. I'll tell them, hey, this is the way this should be done. They won't listen to me. Somebody else could come along and say, hey, this is how it should be done. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll do it. It's just funny. The relationship between father and son, sometimes the son always looks at dad like, what are you talking about?
But Jimmy,
actually, they have wisdom.
Jimmy, you get smarter as you get older.
Right. I don't force it on him no more.
That's right.
I let him think he knows it all. And I don't know anything, you know. He's like, Dad, you're old. You don't know nothing. I'm like, okay, whatever, son.
But you get a lot smarter. As he gets older, you get a lot smarter. I'm going to tell you right off the bat. Growing up, Jimmy, who was guys that you looked up to sports-wise? I'm not talking about Jamar. I'm talking about you.
You're talking about, like, NFL guys?
Yeah, NFL like guys.
I want to say I used to watch guys like Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, Kyle Boyd, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman and them, O.J. Simpson was one of the – I really grew up on O.J. Simpson, like when I was a kid. Everybody wanted those orange cleats,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, the Cowboys and then the Saints were sprinkled in there. Archie Manning was sprinkled in there, you know, but I was like a Cowboys fan.
Jimmy Chase.
I like defensive players.
I got you. Jimmy Chase, look, enjoy yourself Sunday. Don't enjoy yourself too much. We're pulling for Jamar, except for from noon to about 3:30 on Sunday. All right.
We keep it receipts.
All right.
Keeping
all
it right, receipts.
Jimmy, look, it's just the way it's got to go for this Sunday. You know what I mean? Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
At least I can handle the honesty. I appreciate that.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you, Jim.
We do want him to have as much success as possible in the 16 other games that he does. That he's not playing the Saints.
You ain't got to wish him too much luck. He's that good.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.